Let's imagine a letter comes through your door, looking very official, and inside there's a letter telling you that you have been selected to receive an honour from the Queen's birthday list. Now, that's exactly what happened to Catherine Fielding. Catherine, what was it like getting the letter through the door?
I was quite shocked. I was also quite relieved because it looked very formal. So my first thought was, what am I in trouble for? Was it a speeding ticket or was it jury service or something like that? So, yeah, it was a relief to know that I wasn't in trouble for once.
So tell us about the letter. What did it tell you?
The first thing it said was that I had to keep it a secret, which actually upset a few people when I have revealed it. And I was like, well, I didn't want to end up in the Tower of London with my head being chopped off.
Of course.
I did as I was told. So I received that at the beginning of May, and it just congratulated me and said that I'd been awarded in the Queen's birthday honours and that I would receive more information in due course. Then I got a phone call a few weeks later from someone in the Cabinet Office. They were called a fact checker, so just going over kind of my nomination and verifying it all. And then it went to the media just prior to it being announced. And I also got a letter from the Lord Lieutenant of West Yorkshire, just congratulating me as well. So really nice.
Now, you've been awarded the British Empire Medal. Was this a complete shock to you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our global referees who's been involved in the sport a long, long time, she got the honour at New Year 2018. So I was aware of it, but yeah, in terms of my involvement in the sport compared to hers, it was something I wasn't kind of expecting.
You're going to receive the British Empire Medal, and you know, it's for your services to sport and to goalball. So before we talk about, you know, the ceremony and things like that, what's going to happen, tell me about the sport of goalball then. How did you become involved in the first place?
Like a lot of people, I kind of fell into goalball in the nicest possible way. Once you get in, you don't get out. So when I kind of reflect back now, I've come a long way without realising it. So I started off working for Disability Sport Yorkshire as a development officer, and I'm working specifically within Yorkshire developing opportunities in sport for blind and partially sighted people. So naturally, goalball was part of my remit, and the person who had done the role prior to me was heavily involved in goalball himself. He'd been involved in the GB setup as well as the regional work. So I kind of stepped into his shoes without realising where this, you know, journey was going to take me. And from there, yeah, just got more and more involved in the sport. So coach, referee, I do a lot of coach education as well and club development work, and it's now UK-wide as well. So I'm not just, although I'm based in Yorkshire, my work is not just specific to Yorkshire. So I coach the South Yorkshire Club and the West Yorkshire Club as kind of Catherine, but then on behalf of Goalball UK, I travel around the UK working with clubs and delivering, you know, taster sessions and coach education courses.
It's amazing, you know, a sport like goalball, which was, you know, created for visually impaired people to play, you know, it goes from the grassroots right up to, you know, international and Olympic or Paralympic level. It must be amazing to be involved in something like that and to watch that growth over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one day I can find myself in a primary school delivering a session to another group of 5-6-year-olds, and the next day you can be working with GB athletes. And there really is an opportunity for everybody within goalball, and that's not just from a participation point of view, from a visual impairment point of view. So myself, as a sighted person, I'm involved in a few sports and coach a few sports, but the opportunities I've had with goalball don't compare. I've not left Yorkshire in terms of doing other sports, whereas I've been around the world with goalball and been to Paralympic Games and World Championships, European Championships. So my own personal opportunities have been immense.
Do you think the London 2012 Games really puts Paralympics on a world stage, and especially goalball, because it was on everyone's TVs, there was royalty coming to watch the game as well? That must have been fantastic exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Paralympics as a whole were great for just shining a spotlight on disability sport. Because we don't have that mainstream big brother, you know, goalball is a unique sport for blind and partially sighted athletes. It's not a sport that's been adapted. A lot of people, you know, didn't know, and some people still don't know who we are. So for us to be up there alongside all the other sports was great. And there's still a long, long way to go. But if we look at, you know, what people know about the sport now in comparison to prior to 2012, it's, you know, it's come on loads.
But you don't have to be interested in becoming a para-athlete. You know, you can take goalball up just for fun to kind of increase your social circle, because it does have other benefits rather than just the fitness or the health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have, in terms of Goalball UK, we have our network of clubs and our tournaments, and players can play to whichever level they, you know, aspire to go to, if they want to play competitively. But we also get people that just play socially and for fitness. And it's more about coming along to a session and catching up with your mates and maybe having a bit of a geeky conversation about the latest technology on the iPhone, or if people are struggling maybe with funding for going to university, things like that, and going for a pint afterwards. And it just so happens that Goalball is kind of a catalyst that draws people in, but then it leads to so many other things. And we've got numerous case studies of individuals who have got involved in the sport, and their confidence has increased, and their mobility, and they've, you know, gone out there and managed to find employment or gone on to further education, and for the kind of emotional mental health and well-being aspect of it as well is really, really important.
So you've been selected to receive the British Empire Medal for your services to Goalball and to sport. You've had the letter. What's the kind of next stages? What happens?
I'm now waiting for another letter, which hopefully I won't be as shocked by, just telling me kind of dates and location. So as far as I'm aware, I receive the medal locally. So I'm based in Leeds, so I receive it somewhere within West Yorkshire at a formal ceremony. Then I get invited down to Buckingham Palace next summer.
It must be hugely exciting. I mean, what was going through your mind when you were reading it for the first time?
Well, it was kind of just blown away by it, really. Just pleased, but equally a little bit embarrassed almost by it, because what I do, I just, you know, I do it because I enjoy it, and I get a lot of satisfaction from it. And I appreciate now that it does make a big difference to lots of people. But I said that's never kind of my intention. I just get involved in things because I thoroughly enjoy doing it.
So the medal isn't the end of it. You know, you're staying with Goalball. Are you still going to continue to encourage people to take up the sport and develop the sport?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love Goalball, and most people that get involved in the sport are the same as well. And we lead into other sports as well. So lots of our Goalballers play other sports. And it's just about being physically active and keeping well.
Catherine, fantastic news once again, and congratulations on the award itself. I'm sure the presentation will be hugely exciting. But thank you for telling us your story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.